Our responsorial psalm today is a canticle from Daniel. Dew and rain bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Frost and chill bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Ice and snow bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Nights and days bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Light and darkness bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Lightnings and clouds bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Our gospel is from Luke. Jesus tells his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand." And then Jesus goes on and tells all the signs that will appear. And he ends with this: "But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." That is the gospel of the Lord. What does it mean to praise God in the day and at night, in good times and in bad? How can we, knowing the destruction of Jerusalem is at hand, raise our heads and thank God? Light praises God by shining the radiance of the sun, the beauty, the goodness. And in good times, indeed, it is so easy to thank God, to praise God, to be on God's side, because we can feel God is on our side. But at night, in the darkness, it allows the stars to shine. It allows us to see that light far away. And at night, it allows us to embrace the mystery of what we don't see around us. I love to walk at night in the woods. The unknown, the mystery. That is like our world, perhaps ever increasing these days, war breaking out on all fronts. War that seems to be spinning more and more out of control. How will we stop it? Where will this lead? And how are we to thank God in times like this? It is times like this that we realize we can only thank God for the goodness in our world. That governments, as good as they are, don't have the wisdom to stop war. The refugees coming from these wars pouring into Europe. What are we to do with them? If I were to listen to the governments of the world, there's a legitimate argument. Can you welcome these people? Is this our problem? Are we safe if we welcome them? But if we listen to God, there is only one thing to do. Here is the stranger and the foreigner at our door in need. Welcome him. Let us thank God these days and recognize that only God has the answer to our problems. This is a time to embrace our faith, to see where our true hope lies. It lies in God. And so to act more faithfully, to look to God to end our troubles. God has shown us the way out, and it's not always with human wisdom. It is with divine wisdom. And so as we thanked God during the day, let us thank God during the night for those lights that still shine, for that God who is still with us, showing the way, even though darkness abounds. Let us give thanks.